Reclaim Idaho has just over a month to collect enough signatures to get their Quality Education Act initiative on the ballot. Their goal is to pass that initiative, which would raise taxes for some tax brackets and invest that money, more than $300 million a year, into the state's K-12 education system. Joining us live right now are Luke Mayville, co-founder of Reclaim Idaho, and Sam Sendemeyer, the volunteer organizer for the group. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Gemma. Great to be with you.
Thank you, Gemma.
So, absolutely. So first, Luke, what would the initiative do if passed?
Well, we are currently 50th out of 50 states in per student funding for education. This initiative would do something about that. And, you know, because it's not just that we're dead last in the rankings, it's what this means for the quality of education that we're giving our kids. We're simply not providing stable funding for programs ranging from arts and music to career technical training, things like welding and ag science that give our kids a chance to make a living when they graduate. And beyond that, we're not giving our kids access to qualified teachers because we're simply not offering competitive salaries. According to a report by the Idaho Center for Fiscal Policy, the average teacher salary is lower today than it was in 2009. Even as salaries in neighboring states have grown by 12%. So the Quality Education Act ballot initiative that we're proposing, it would invest at least $323 million a year in additional funds that would go directly towards better pay for teachers and support staff and also programs that are currently underfunded. And this would really move us much closer to giving our kids the quality education that they deserve. Mm-hmm.
So we know the initiative would boost taxes to 11% for people who make more than $250,000 a year. Luke, what about people who make less than the $250,000? How would they be impacted?
Well, Gemma, something really important here is that there's no new taxes in this initiative for anyone who makes under $250,000 a year. And also, even for those in that category, they would not pay new taxes, even for those over $250,000 a year. They would not pay new taxes on their first $250,000. They would only pay a new tax rate on the amount they make above $250,000 a year. And if you're a married couple, then that number would be $500,000 or $500,000 a year. They would pay no new taxes on the first $500,000. They would only pay a new tax rate on what they make above that.
Okay. And then, Luke, we also know it would raise the corporate income tax rate to 8%. Are businesses supporting the initiative?
We are hearing from a whole lot of business leaders who are supportive of this. And before long, we will be announcing some endorsements from business leaders and also small business owners all across the state. One important thing to keep in mind is what we're proposing with the corporate income tax rate only restores that rate to what it used to be. The rate was 8% for many, many years in Idaho. And that corporate income rate, another important thing to keep in mind, it does not apply to your typical small business like an LLC or an S corp. Mm-hmm. It only applies to C corporations, which tend to be your large companies.
I want to reintroduce the two of you for folks who are joining us. Luke Mayville and Sam Sendemeyer are my guests right now with Reclaim Idaho. We're talking about their education ballot initiative. Sam, as of yesterday, Sunday, you had gathered 72,841 signatures. How many do you need? But then also, when is the deadline?
Well, the deadline is April 30th, so it's coming right up. April is going to be a big month for Reclaim Idaho. We need about 65,000 valid signatures, but because people may have signed at the wrong address or their signatures illegible or different reasons, we want to collect at least 80,000 signatures just to ensure that we get 65,000 valid signatures.
So let's talk a little bit more about these signatures, Sam, because the majority of them look to have been coming from the Boise area, the Treasure Valley area. So how are you doing in other parts of the state? And I ask this because that is a lot of criticism we hear from certain legislators about the ballot initiative process is that, you know, it's quote, easier to get, you know, signatures in where there's more population.
Well, that's why, probably why we are required to get signatures from the majority of legislative districts in Idaho. Mm-hmm. So we're required to get 6% of registered voters' signatures from 18 different districts. That's 18 out of 35. So that's the majority of districts. There are districts in Idaho that have five counties in them. They are very, very rural. Despite that, with Medicaid expansion, we got signatures from every district, from every county. We actually qualified some of the least populous areas and for the ballot. So we are and have been collecting all over the state. What the folks outside of the cities are focusing on is qualifying their individual districts. So they are focused on getting that. It's about 1,500 to 2,000 signatures from their area. And then, you know, we've already gotten those from some of the districts in Ada County. So we're focused on getting as many signatures as we can so we can reach the total 56,000. We obviously do that in more populous areas because there, you know, you can't drive from ranch to ranch. It takes miles to get one signature. It's a lot more efficient. But we are required to, and we have been gathering signatures from Bonner's Ferry to Driggs to Salmon, you know, all over Idaho.
I want to go back to the initiative itself for a minute. So I know, Luke, you have said you want to invest some of that money into all-day kindergarten and higher pay for teachers and staff. Well, we just talked with Kevin Richard before the two of you came on, and the legislature has agreed to put up an extra $46 million for all-day kindergarten and two raises and bonuses for teachers and staff. So do you think by the legislature passing this, that this will impact in a negative way your initiative efforts?
No, we don't think so. It's true that the governor and legislature have taken some positive actions regarding kindergarten funding, also teacher salaries and benefits. These are good steps in the right direction, but the simple truth is that it's not nearly enough. Even with these steps taken, the average teacher salary in Idaho will still be thousands less than the average teacher salary just in Wyoming. And the average teacher salary in Idaho will be over $10,000 less than in Oregon or in Washington state. Meanwhile, programs in career technical training and other fields will still lack stable funding, support staff all over the state, even after this new funding comes through, will still be earning poverty wages. And most of all, you know, the bottom line will still very likely be 50th out of 50 states in funding for public education, even if all of the new funding, even once all of the new funding that was just now approved gets invested. So it really is just as urgent now as it ever was for us to step up and do more for our public schools. And that's why it's so important that we get the Quality Education Act on the ballot.
Sam, I want you to talk quickly, if you can, about a signature gathering event that you were at in Wallace, because you started chatting with a fellow and you both had different political views. I think this is very typical in this day and age. And a lot of times it seems that we don't want to listen to the other side or to try to have an understanding of that. He, though, was willing to listen to you. Can you tell us about that experience?
Sure. We were up on a North Idaho tour, stopped in Wallace and St. Mary's. We went to the Paul Bunyan Festival and met all kinds of people from all over Idaho. And I would say the one thing that most, and I can't say all, but most Idahoans agree on is the importance of a robust and equal public education system. This gentleman, you know, he had a cowboy hat, he had, you know, the belt and boots, and he's an elderly gentleman. And I approach everyone. I don't profile anyone because most people are willing to sign. But this gentleman, it took a few minutes of deep conversation. And by the end of our conversation, he agreed and he signed the initiative. So I think that one of the reasons Medicaid expansion passed at in a landslide is because of the thousands of conversations volunteers have had with Idahoans all over the state. So, you know, even though it took a little more time than most signatures I've gotten, I think he's going to vote yes. And I think that we can agree, even if we disagree on many topics, we can agree on the importance of public education for Idaho kids.
And before I let you go, Luke, I mean, if the initiative gets on the ballot, do you think it will pass? Because even, you know, getting it on the ballot isn't the end game.
Well, we are not taking anything for granted. We really see the signature drive as the first phase of this campaign. As soon as we get it on the ballot after the deadline of April 30th, we then have to really start a vote yes campaign and travel around the state, organize local leaders, local communities around the state so that people know what this initiative is. And we strongly believe that if people just understand this proposal, if they understand that we're proposing over $1,000 more per student per year for strong programs and better pay for teachers and support staff, if they know that, they will vote for it. They'll find the tax proposal very reasonable, and they'll eagerly vote yes. But again, we're taking nothing for granted, so we will be getting out there all across the state between now and November.
Well, I want to thank both of you for coming on the program today. We've been talking with Luke Mayville, co-founder of Reclaim Idaho, and Sam Sendemeyer,
Gemma,
the volunteer.
Yeah, sorry, yes. Could I interrupt really quickly? We have a really important event this Saturday to announce. We are urging everyone to come to the Boise Depot to sign the initiative between noon and 4 o'clock at the Boise Depot. And this is really your chance to do your part. If you haven't had a chance to sign yet, we need your signature. We still need thousands of signatures to put the Quality Education Act on the ballot. So hope to see you there.
All right. Well, again, thank you to both of you.
Bring a friend.
Yeah, we've been talking with Luke Mayville and Sam Sendemeyer. Remember, they do have their event coming up this Saturday at the Boise Depot. Up next, how are your finances doing? Are you worried about the next couple of months? We're going to take a look at the market next. ¶¶